with my co-DJ, Adese Dico.
Hello.
And with two guests, we have Zoe and Chanel. And our theme today is going to be Jazz Hour. So we have some jazz songs, our faves, coming to you, and then we're going to have a little mini discussion topic today. What is the topic?
You know, it's a controversial.
Yes.
Raccoons.
Yes. So please stay tuned. It will be an exciting discussion. And thanks for listening.
Itself. like a leaf clings to a tree.
be getting lifts, sitting back, listen to Sun Roll.
Early George Benson on down the Hampton Hall. Steve Cool George Cables on the Fender Road.
Cedar Walton, Herbie Hancock dropped a heavy load.
Gene Harris and the Three Sounds for Soul Jazz Listeners. Bobby Hutcherson, Rob Blakey and the Jazz Messengers.
Horace Silver, Terry Gibbs on the vibe. Gary Burton album archives
like Donald Byrd,
George Duke and Lee Morgan,
Shelly Scott, Groove Holmes and Jimmy Smith up on the organ.
Gene Russell, the artist symbol of Chicago.
Innovators like Michael White and Scott and Carl Jada.
Classic shit like Weather Report or
Max Gross. Laid back like Freddie Hubbard, Trumpet Notes, Cannonball Adderley,
Eddie Harris, Mill Jackson.
Like Ron Carter's bass line spinning, you're like a backspin. You're like a backspin. Okay.
We got the jazz, my man.
Who got skills like with Sean Roland Kirk, or conduct like William Fisher? I go to work with the Swisher.
Papa John Coltrane up in my headphones.
Gary Bartsman's a rough produce love tones. Even Cool in the Gang got jazz for that ass.
Modern Jazz Quartet always got the A-class.
Johnny Hammersmith and Pharoah Sanders.
Paul Blay, Thelonious Monk and
Norman Connors. Albert Isla, John Coltrane, McCoy Tyner.
Dizzy Gillespie, the things added by Don Sebesti.
I be cranking Mad Jack.
Got mad stacks of Cool Out. You know we pull the smoke too loud.
I give props to Blue Note, Black Jazz Impulse, CTI Records and Plus Sky.
Earth to Milestone, Atlantic and Muse. There's plenty more that I can name, but y'all won't put them to use. Anyway, I love jazz, my man.
Jazz.
We got the jazz.
We got the jazz, my man. David Sanborn.
Freedom throughout the universe. 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 Freedom throughout the universe.
Hello. This is Juice once again with DJ Sarah Marcos and DJ Mayday. And that was just Jazz Cats by Quasimodo. And we're going to really quickly have a PSA by my good friend and guest, Chanel.
Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFO.
Wow, thanks, Chanel. And I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to my good friend, Marissa. Thank you for listening. And here is Caveman by Knowledge.
Purple hazing. Yeah. preferably. Purple hazing. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. So it's getting to that time where we're about to have our controversial conversation of the day. As we mentioned before, today's topic is raccoons. Do you love them? Do you hate them? Now is your time to call in and let us know. We're going to have a little dialogue here in the studio, but we definitely would love to hear your opinions. So yeah. All right, and we're going to get back to some music. And just in case you're trying to call in, our number is 855. So that time has come where we are going to have, you know, that conversation about raccoons. Yeah, just bear with me here as we get our mic situated. But so yeah, I guess as a opening question, how do people in the studio feel about raccoons?
I think I'll go ahead and take the lead. this is Chanel, by the way. So the thing is, raccoons are definitely around, right? Like, we know them as these animals that terrorize our neighborhoods at night. And I would have to say occasionally my home trash can has been assaulted by a raccoon. So I can't say I'm big fans because usually I'm the one that has to clean up the mess. And one time a raccoon jumped out of the trash can when I had to take it up to the top of my hill on trash day. That was very scary and I was young. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think some people in this room might have had some equally scary experiences with raccoons.
I personally feel very indifferent towards them. I have never encountered a raccoon. My only exposure to raccoons are the terrible things you, Desidico, say about them.
Well, I mean, if you look online, there's so many videos of them just being jerks. Like, they're the jerks of the animal kingdom, let me tell you. You know, and I can get behind, you know, just, like, doing what you need to do to survive. But, like, the raccoons go the extra mile. Like, they do the absolute most at all times. And tell me I'm wrong. Like, you know, like.
Do you have anything to speak on this issue, Zoe?
Hi, Zoe here. I once witnessed a raccoon scare my friend Bennett while he was climbing a tree. And he fell on the ground.
Wow. So thank you for that story. I think that just speaks you know, to my stance and, you know, Chanel's stance on, you know, raccoons as being, you know, a particularly evil force in this world. Yeah, I don't think I've ever, from the start, from the get-go, I've never had a good experience with them. I remember at my childhood home, there was a raccoon that was terrorizing our family. I think it did have rabies. But it had latched itself onto our screen door. And yeah, just hold on for what comes next. My dad went at it with a baseball bat, like,
oh god.
Yeah, he swung that shit, and it was so crazy. Like, it like, this raccoon was unfazed. Like, it literally just like it was ready to come back for more. Yeah, just crazy stuff. Yeah.
So one thing that I would like to ask you guys, are you guys familiar with the movie Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes. Oh my, yeah.
So would Rocket Raccoon serve as an exception to this raccoon rule?
Interesting.
You know, you're bringing true nuance to this conversation. I'm going to go ahead and say, like, honestly, wasn't a huge fan. Like, his only redeeming quality was association with, you know, the one true BB, Baby Groot. But that's, yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, actually, I think we have a caller coming in, so I'm going to attempt to pick that up. Oh, the caller has hung up. So I guess we're going to continue the conversation.
Please call back, though.
Yeah, definitely call back. We want to hear what you have to say. But yeah.
I have a question. Adeza, you kind of made a raccoon sound when you were telling the raccoon behind the screen story. Could you maybe give us that raccoon sound again?
Oh, of course. So it was a little something like... Yeah, I think...
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, frightening to little 3-4-year-old me. Yeah, raccoons, I don't know. Honestly, if you're feeling sad, search raccoon video on YouTube. That's all I have to say to you. okay, the caller is, you know, it's is back, so we're gonna try to pick that up. Hello. Caller. Hello?
Sorry, looks like we're having some technical difficulties.
Yeah. Nobody should be surprised by that. Okay, so Chanel, I do want to return to your point about Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know, has anyone else in the room seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
I have not.
One or two? No.
No.
Damn. Yeah. So I don't know, Chanel. How did you feel about? What's his name? Rocket?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about him?
I think that, you know, for a raccoon, he was a funny guy. This sort of idea of animals being people in movies, I've never been a big fan of. So it was definitely an interesting take, but he was funny. He had his close friend. And I think there was just a big metaphor there because all Groot could say was Groot. Rocket Raccoon was totally understanding of every inflection of Groot. So, I mean, that was true friendship. He was a good friend. I think that's a redeeming quality.
Mm. Okay. So, I mean, I hate to stray from the, you know, conversation on the raccoon, you know, the topic of the day. Well, say more what you mean about, you know, Groot. You made a little comment about Groot only being able to say Groot. And how do you... What do you feel that was a metaphor for? Like, what do you...
I mean, I think that the rest of us were hearing him say Groot, Groot, over and over again, and it held no meaning for us. But to Rocky Raccoon, Groot was the basis for full conversation. Mm. There was understanding, banter, jokes, tender moments shared between them. Mm. By Rocky Raccoon speaking in clear English that we all understood, and Groot just saying Groot, or I am Groot, or whatever it was he said. Yeah.
So what do you think... How can we apply that relationship to the general raccoon population, do you feel?
I don't know if we can. Mm. Let's be honest with ourselves. Have we seen any raccoons in real life that speak English? I think not. You know, Spanish, close. French, or otherwise, raccoons are not speaking the language of humans, unfortunately. But maybe they are misunderstood creatures, I think is what I have to say about that. But the two, I can't relate because Rocket Raccoon is otherworldly. Hmm. A guardian of the galaxy, as we know.
Okay, so yeah, in Guardians of the Galaxy, we see a raccoon as, you know, a sort of superhero. But how do we feel about, like, raccoons as pets? Because... Or, like, even raccoons in clothing. Like, how do we feel about that? I'm personally disturbed by it. Like, there's been too many videos in which raccoons have had, like, shirts on them. Like, and oftentimes the shirt will say, like, something like Big Boy on it. Which is probably, like, the most concerning part of it.
I would have to agree with that. I have not personally seen that, but... Yeah, no, that's not okay.
Yeah.
Is there some kind of consent form for dressing animals up in t-shirts or clothing?
Is there a consent form? You know, I think it depends on the household. Mm. And that's why it's like, it's such a, like, you know, controversial thing, because, like, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I feel differently about, like, a dog being in a shirt versus a raccoon being in a shirt.
as you said, I think it's a disturbing phenomenon. Right. I think animals with fur don't need clothing.
Right. I'm going to agree with that. I don't know.
I think we can actually get to some controversy here. I think that I love going on a stroll and my day is made when I see a dog and a cute hoodie, mostly a hoodie, maybe a vest. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the video of the dog wearing the vest and he's too big for the vest. He's too fat and the vest won't zip up. Truly a life-changing video that I...
A specific video or just...
Yes.
Huh. Yeah, I'm not sure if I've seen that, but like, I know that my best friend's dog, he's a fatty. And so they try to stuff him into like little sweaters, but he kind of just chokes, you know, because like the neck hole's too small and he like has a lot of rolls and he's a little, yeah. You know? So in that case, it's like, should this animal be wearing clothes?
As with any being, clothes of the appropriate size are always, I think, a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Zoe, did you have something to say?
I was just going to ask if you thought that forcing animals that are larger than the clothing that they're being forced into inflicts a form of harm. If you were maybe criticizing Chanel's favorite video.
Yeah, you caught me. I guess I'm criticizing your choice in video. I hope you're not offended or anything. But yeah, I mean, definitely, if the dog can't breathe, then there's, you know, we have an issue. You're not gonna try to, you know, if someone forced me to squeeze myself into, you know, an extra small shirt. That's gonna be uncomfortable. That's going to, you know, in a lot of different ways. So why do we put that, you know, on dogs? Because a lot of their clothes come in one size fits all. Like, there's no, like, you know, and we all know, like, one size fits all is, yeah.
I think I'd like to provide some clarification on the video, actually. So the dog is wearing a zip-up vest. So it's much like if you put on a jacket that it does fit around you, but when you go to button it, that's when it doesn't work. They realized even before trying to zip it, it just wouldn't work for the dog. So the dog was never harmed.
Okay. So is that what you feel, because the dog wasn't harmed, you were able to enjoy that video?
Yes.
Okay, so one of my favorite videos personally, and I've gotten a lot of, you know, flack for this. It depicts a raccoon being, I mean, honestly assaulted by some... gorillas in a zoo exhibit, and I don't know, I think people go back and forth without, like, between that being animal on animal crime and or just like downright animal abuse, and like, I don't know, I think for me, like, I enjoy it enough that I'm willing to overlook that, but I don't know, how are people in the studio feeling about, like, that?
I personally don't feel comfortable with that, you know? I'm feeling a bit bad for the raccoons. I mean, I understand your point about them sometimes causing a bit of ruckus, but, you know.
Right, but, like, what is there to do? I mean, in that video specifically, it's, like, gorilla on raccoon. So what does healing look like in that situation? What does justice look like in that situation? I think that's an interesting conversation to have.
I don't know. I mean, what can be done?
Harambe.
Nothing, really.
Yo, Harambe. Don't even get me started on Harambe.
I mean, obviously they're not going to run around killing a gorilla because a raccoon was attacked. So We obviously value raccoons, also we value children, which is a good thing, I think. So, that's appropriate.
Yeah, I think that's really appropriate.
Insight.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, yeah, this has been a pretty good conversation.
Very interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Thank
really
you
enlightening.
To our
guests. I think we're going to have to continue this off air because obviously there's some things that have been that haven't been quite settled. But yeah, I think we're going to go back to some music for the last 5 minutes. Yeah, thanks for bearing with us. Hope you enjoyed that controversial conversation of the day. All right.
This is WMFO in Medford. Thank you.
Come back and be kafam, be beji.